"I'll wait for you," the woman said, frowning even as she stopped running. She looked around as if confused, and then Lannery reached the comm column. She examined the device briefly, then plucked it from the socket. It was a small black box with several connectors and a screen on one side. A camera, among other things. Lannery tapped the screen and scrolled down the list of stored images. They were all of her.
"When a ranger comes, death always follows," the man said.
I thought the saying was danger always follows.
"Whatever."
They had taken her to the nearest militia post, and Lannery had gone without argument. Her assignment had already become more complex than she had hoped, and making herself a fugitive would mean answers would be even more difficult to come by. People were dead. She owed it to the Kalamar authorities to answer their questions. Besides, she would be meeting Tree again at dusk. She had time to kill. The captain was Loras, a tall member of the proud Sith species, powerfully built and obviously used to being a leader and having his orders obeyed and demands met without question. He seemed unperturbed at holding a Jedi in his restraining cell. He must have known that she could likely escape at any moment, but that would cause a diplomatic incident. So for now, there was a gentle balance between them, an act from which both sides might benefit. The fact that they both knew this made things easier. At any other time, it might have been amusing.
"Something funny, Jedi?"
"No, not really. And I've told you my name."
"I prefer to call you Jedi."
"Very well, Loras."
"You should address me as Captain Loras."
"I should?" The captain sighed and leaned against a wall. The two human militia who had brought her in stood in the corners of the room at either side of the door. They both looked afraid and stared at her in open wonder. Probably the first time they had seen a Jedi in action. The room was a little larger than the main control room on her peacemaker, with one door, several chairs around the edges, and the single containment cell at its center. The cell was too small to lie down in, and consisted of an archaic heat field instead of bars. Lannery could feel a touch of heat where she stood. The generator was old and leaking, and knew that she'd be singed to a crisp if she moved too close to the shimmering walls. She also knew that she could knock out the generator with a single thought, and with a little more effort she could shield herself and walk straight through the heat field. But she had no wish to fight Captain Loras and his constables.
5 dead,
Loras said. 6, sir, one of the militia women said. Loras stiffened but did not turn around, and the woman became suddenly nervous.
Including the bomber.
I don't care about the bomber, Loras said. There are 5 people dead who I care about, including 2 of my militia.
Sir, the woman said, quieter. I didn't kill any of them, Lannery said.
They're dead because the bomber was following you.
Yes.
Why?
I'm here on Jedi Council orders, Lannery said.
Why?
I can't reveal the purpose of my assignment.
Why?
Loras smiled. Lannery did not respond. She looked down at her feet and probed softly, so gently that she hoped he would not feel. What she discovered did not surprise her. He enjoyed the power his position gave him. He was something of a bully toward his staff. And though he had been in the presence of Jedi before, he had no love for them. I've done nothing to make you hate me, Lannery said. Loras's face fell. I know your mind, and there's more I can do.
Not if I press the purge button on your cell and fry you to a crisp.
Lannery said nothing. Silence was more effective. It projected confidence. Loras snorted.
Jedi. Rangers. I knew a ranger once, several years ago. Volk. Did you know him?
No, Lannery said. But she remembered the name and the sadness of people she loved. My parents knew him.
Arrogant. Superior. He moved me out of the way once. I was a constable then, still in training, and he'd arrived close to here with 2 younger Jedi. Those you call journeyers. Too young and unable to control the powers you give them. Troublesome.
There was a dispute at the time. Two of the richer Calamar families bickering over mining rights for some distant asteroid or other. Volk said he'd come to settle the dispute before it came to blows. Never did know why the Jedi were involved. Don't care. But when I confronted him in the street, told him I had questions and that he and his young troublemakers would have to follow me, he told me there wasn't time. Said he had a meeting to attend and a gift to make, otherwise blood would be spilled. And then he lifted his hand and moved me aside. Picked me up. Almost throttled me with that damned force you people mess with. Dropped me out of his path. Walked on without giving me another glance. Lannery smiled. She could not help it, even knowing it would only enrage this proud, simple man more. But she had heard her parents talking of Volk, and this sounded exactly like the man he had been. He had never permitted anything to obstruct what he thought was right. It was a lesson her parents had taught her well.
"You'd laugh at me, Jedi?"
Loras said. Only at Volk's memory.
"You did know him, then?"
"No. Like I said, my parents did. And it was more than several years ago. Volk died 8 years ago in a cloud chaser crash 1,000 kilometers from here. But I guess you're so parochial you won't have heard about that. He'd already killed 14 Zhang terrorists by then, and he was mortally wounded. He steered his ship away from populated areas, saving hundreds, maybe thousands. He crashed into the sea." Lannery said no more. But she watched Loras' expression change, subtly but definitely, and she was glad. It seemed the man had some measure of honor after all. "So tell me about the dead Nogri," Lannery said. Loras grunted. "I'll not move you out of the way." She smiled, pleased to see a twitch of response on Loras' lips. He stared at her for a moment, then nodded at one of the militia. The woman pressed switches on a control panel on the wall. The heat field imprisoning Lannery shimmered and then faded, whispering away to nothing. Loras sat and gestured at a seat opposite him.
"He's known," Loras said. "There wasn't much left of him."
Grinning, he pointed back over his shoulder at the female militia.
"Ducianne found one of his toe claws snagged in her uniform. We identified him from security footage taken from the docking tree. What we don't know is why a preacher would become a killer."
"A preacher?" Lannery asked. "He was Nogri, wasn't he? Preaching isn't something they're known for."
"A cult," Loras said. "There are many across Calamar, too many to keep track of.